Welcome to Nevada News. Meg's on the program today. We're going to take a look at gaming and the economy with Steve Wolstenholme. He's the president and COO of the Grand Sierra Resort. For the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Does your business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program Steve Wolstenholme. He's the president and CEO of the Grand Sierra Resort in Reno. And up until recently, you were pretty much the largest resort with a couple of thousand rooms. But then the El Dorado takeover of the other half of Silver Legacy and Circus Circus gives them about 4,000 rooms. Your thoughts on this and what it means for Reno?
Well, I would certainly say that Grand Sierra Resort is still the largest single property.
Yes. And you have two pods. That you could build another 2,000 rooms if you chose to.
We could, and wouldn't it be nice for Reno to have the economic vitality to actually really start to build additional occupancy and capacity for hotel rooms? But certainly with regards to El Dorado, MGM is a great organization, and I think that MGM's focus is down south. El Dorado's focus is up north, and I think that it's a great, it's great for the community. It's great for this region to see El Dorado have ultimate control of that downtown area. So,
and quite a vote of confidence, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, a vote of confidence, and I think that a very worthy vote of confidence. I think that there's many attributes of Reno that we've seen lately that are very compelling, and
for
I think
example.
That. Well, certainly, you know, everyone talks about Tesla coming here, but I don't think it's just about Tesla. I think there is so much growth here. I think that the rebranding of Reno is really going on right now, and it's going on subliminally in many respects. And I think that as we look at Reno as a destination, people are starting to understand now that Reno isn't about that old Reno 911 sort of brand. It's about Reno, what it is today. And it's very, very vibrant. It's certainly a place that I would say is open for business.
And somewhat cutting edge.
Absolutely cutting edge. I think that the era where Reno relies on gaming as far as a destination is over. and I think it's worthy that it's over. We're certainly a hospitality market. I think gaming is a very worthy legacy for Reno. It certainly provides a great tax base. But I would say that we're more about hospitality and more about an attractive place to do business. And that is the future of Reno. I think if we believe that a slot machine is going to encourage someone to come to Reno, we're kidding ourselves.
All right. So you brought up a whole bunch of issues here. Mm-hmm. First of all, are we overbuilt as far as rooms are concerned right now?
I think that if you'd asked me that question 3-4 years ago, I'd have said yes. I think right now we're suitable. You know, the amount of rooms that we have here is suitable for this destination and the growth that we're seeing right now. So certainly see opportunities with regards to not only occupancy but ADR as well.
Okay, and for those that don't know, that's an increase in the room rates, which
right,
would be
exactly.
A good thing, and good for the tax base as well.
Yes, absolutely.
From the Tesla effect and Switch and other companies that are moving here, do you think that you're going to see properties, not necessarily Grand Sierra, but other properties, leasing rooms, at least on a temporary basis, to those construction workers that will be coming?
Absolutely, and I think that this is all, you know, this is all very good for our business. It's very good for this community. As these people come in, a lot of them are going to be here temporary. Many of them are going to stay. I think the ability to leverage some of those room assets to accommodate those people is actually something that we should embrace. Certainly Grand Sierra Resort is doing that.
And construction workers are great because they have money to spend.
They certainly do.
They like to buy trucks and toys.
Right.
And they go out and eat.
Yeah, and it's really, again, I can't emphasize enough, it's casinos are a major amenity, but it is an amenity. We're no longer just casinos. We're all about hospitality. We're all about service, and having amenity offerings that are far broader than just casinos. If someone wants to go to an experience fine dining, or they want to experience a theater. As you're probably aware, Grand Sierra Resort is just undergoing some major renovation of our theater. It'll be world-class with world-class performers. And again, that's just part of the offering that Reno has. And it's not just about any individual property. It's really about Reno as a destination and how it can provide that that wow for those people coming into this community.
And an interesting thing you raised, because back in the 60s and 70s,
right.
You had the Smith family that had Herald's Club, you had Bill Hara with his original property in downtown Reno and Lake Tahoe. The idea then was, let's bring people to town and then fight over them when we get them.
Right.
And it seems like that's where we're coming back to now, is that the community seems to be rallied to, let's bring people to Reno, let's take advantage of all this publicity, and then we'll worry about it later.
And that's the way it should be. I think that, respectfully, I would say there was an era not too long ago when it was really about a very self-serving process to ensure that people stay within certain areas and within certain properties. I think that we're going in the right direction, where we're working together collaboratively, where we're ensuring that we promote the destination. And much like they do down south. And I think, quite honestly, that in Las Vegas they do a better job and have done a better job in the past of actually working together to bring people to the destination and then, quite honestly, fighting for that business once they're here.
That wasn't necessarily true going through the legislative process.
Right.
Do you want to address?
Absolutely.
Because that was your first time with a Nevada legislature.
Yes.
But you've dealt with these kind of things around the world.
I have. I've dealt with these in other jurisdictions, and it was quite unique here. The whole process was certainly one that was eye-opening for me. I think it was something that I'm familiar with, but not familiar in Nevada, obviously. And it was great to be part of. We're all going to have differences. I have differences with people that I love dearly, but we get on fabulously. And we did have some differences with regards to process and structure. However,
and
we compromised.
And this was getting a tax.
Absolutely. It was to do with a room fee and how that should be distributed and how it should be, what properties should pay what amount. And we felt that strongly that it should be an equal contribution, an equal burden. However, there were some differences of opinion, and we came together, and I think we had a good resolution, and we feel very strongly that the one thing for sure is that we have to promote this destination. This destination is paramount, that we have the money, and we did not have the money, to promote appropriately the destination and what it has to offer. And not just from a hospitality standpoint, but also from a business standpoint, from a environmental standpoint. There's so many attributes that this community has that's going to benefit everyone. Grand Sierra Resort is very keen to see the local car dealership do well, the florist do well, because in the long run, that's going to benefit everyone. And we, in turn, will get our benefit as a result of that.
All right, let's take a break. More with Steve Wilson, the homies, here for the whole show right after this.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
Looking for help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Steve Wilson, home. He's the president and CEO of the Grand Sierra Resort. I was on your website yesterday,
yes,
just taking a look, and it was interesting to see that you have all these amenities listed in the same size type, and casino was one of those in the same size type.
Right. Absolutely. And I can tell you that the division of the Marrero Group that we are is hospitality and gaming. It's not gaming and hospitality, and it's intentional. Again, to that point, the website, which is a new website, I think everyone would agree, it's a pretty fabulous website. But again, it's really about the fact that the casino is an amenity offering.
You said earlier that gaming was not going to be the number one thing anymore, and I would agree with you to an extent. But what was interesting during this legislative session, mm-hmm, is that the slot machine manufacturers are now going to build machines that are more toward the younger generation.
Right.
They're only 15, 20 years late on this.
Right.
What on earth took them so long to figure out that there were Xboxes?
That's an interesting question, and the most appropriate answer I can give you is that sometimes businesses are managed by people of a different generation than they try to attract. And I think that the slot manufacturers are particularly, they're very regulated, as they should be. And that whole process of change takes a long time. But certainly I think that recognizing what is appealing to the new generation is something that's very worthy, because again...
Isn't it mandatory? Not just worthy.
Well, I think that if you look at slot machines in general and look at the demographic that often plays slot machines, it's an older demographic, and table games tends to be a younger demographic. But I think that that will change, and it will change as a result of I have a two-year-old, and my two-year-old plays with an iPad and right. is more competent at that iPad than I am.
Apparently so.
Right. And I think that the slot manufacturers, IGT, Bally, others, are certainly recognized that in order for there to be a continued growth in slots, because let's face it, slots was at one time, table games was far more prominent than slot machines. Sometime in the mid-70s, that changed, and now slots are far more prominent, particularly in North America, than table games. However, that's in the last few years, that's starting to change.
Right.
And table games has started to have an appeal with the younger people again, and I think that slot manufacturers are taking notice and making changes. But it's a tedious process when you're going through, as I said, the worthy regulatory environment that you need to navigate in order to bring those new products to market.
Now, you're a huge convention property.
Yes.
And I see, when I see that in South Korea, they have millions of people watching people compete against each other on these right. Xbox-type games,
right.
that we should be having those kind of conventions here in Reno and attracting people from all over the world in those kind of competitions. Because that would be a forerunner of what's coming from the slot manufacturers.
Sam, all I can say is if you're ever looking for another opportunity, there's one at GSR. Certainly, no, I think that's there's some amazing best practices that you see elsewhere throughout the world, and some of those things that we are looking at and certainly trying to be innovative and creating a sense of entertainment and hospitality that is worthy of attracting people that maybe that in the past hasn't necessarily been the demographic that we've been attracting.
All right, let's take a break. More with Steve Wilson at home when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
I got to AMP from a counselor at my high school. She introduced me. We did the walkthrough. But once I did get to AMP, I really liked it. I also was able to open up with Monica and Janine a lot. And I definitely do not regret it, because I know with Monica and Janine, I can go to them and they'll give me the best advice ever.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's new Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum, because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
He likes to be comfortable.
And she likes things to look nice.
Can't we have both?
We can help you out and give you added savings.
How?
It's coupon time again at RC Willie.
Enjoy over $5,000 in coupon savings. Save up to $200 on stylish sofas and sectionals, including leather and reclining sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Save up to $500 on dining and bedroom sets. Find coupons in-store and at rcwillie.com. RC Willie, your home, your way.
Why settle for the frustrations of satellite? One out of four satellite customers claim they have reception outages and bad weather, and 80% of satellite customers don't have real video on demand.
Plus, there's this on your house.
With Spectrum, everyone has access to tons of free on-demand options instantly, and your favorite HD channels are already included. And our DVR service lets you pause, play, and rewind live TV in up to four rooms.
Can't do that with satellite.
With the Spectrum TV app, watch live TV anywhere in your home on your mobile devices and download movies and shows to watch offline anywhere. Call 844-882-2999 now. Spectrum Internet is 20 times faster than DSL, so everyone in your home can be online at the same time. Get Spectrum Internet and get unlimited calling and great features with Spectrum Voice. Get TV, Internet, and voice from $29.99 a month each with no contracts and a money-back guarantee. Call 844-882-2999 today.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Steve Wilson Home. He's the president and CEO of the Grand Sierra Resort in Reno. So the Harrah's, oh, it seizes, I should say, bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts on this and where it's heading? It looks like this is a multi-year nightmare.
I think that, you know, Caesars has, is right now in Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and I think that there was an original understanding or thought that it would be a fairly fluid process, and that probably isn't the case. I think that Caesars will come out of this as a much leaner entity. And there'll be some opportunities in the gaming arena and hospitality arena for potential acquisitions as a result of it. But
do you think Reno and Tahoe are on the chopping block at this point? Does it make sense?
I think that they're basically, in relative terms, not overly relevant. But I do believe that that Caesars will consolidate itself and be very focused, particularly in Las Vegas and on the Strip. I think they have too many assets in Las Vegas, and they recognize that. They have a very robust loyalty program, and I think the consolidation will actually be something that is highly productive for them.
Do you see them, you know, the rap has been privately that that they wanted to sell Reno and Lake Tahoe for a long time,
right.
But they did not want to sell them cheaply. Mm-hmm. They wanted to sell them for a higher price. Do you think that they'll be more reasonable now, as was MGM?
I think that possibly with Tahoe, I think that Reno is an interesting property for Caesars organization. There's a great deal of legacy there. And I think that Harrah's having started in Reno, I think that there's a compelling argument that you would want to retain that property, albeit it could be under a totally different format. It could be a building, the Harrah's building, for entrepreneurial research or encouragement, that type of thing. And I think that that would be something that would be very compelling for the Caesars organization. But certainly for them to move out of Reno would be a fairly significant statement, considering they started here.
One of the things that came up in the discussion over the whole Eldorado merger, mm-hmm. was that prior to the recession, Station Casinos was planning to build not one but two half-billion-dollar properties in Reno.
Right.
At this point in time, do you see an opportunity for them to come in, because they still own that South Reno property?
Yes, they do.
And maybe build it as a casino but not put rooms in at this point in time?
I think that from a business standpoint, that would be something that I would hope that there's a period of time, a few years from now, when Station's Casino would want to come into Reno, because that would mean that the market has changed considerably. I believe there's a number of things that are going to happen. I think that we will, in the next between three and five years, see additional airlift into the city to reach that 100-plus flights per day. And I think that with that additional airlift, there will be additional demand. With that demand, there may be entities such as Stations that will look at Reno in a new light and want to invest here. But we're not ready yet.
What about retail for Grand Sierra? Are you planning to expand on that?
Absolutely. We believe that retail is going to be a major part of our future. We have a fairly significant retail space. Much of that retail space has not been leased out, or we have not decided exactly what we're going to be doing with that retail space. But we certainly recognize that unique, viable retail is part of our offering. Grand Sierra Resort has invested over $100 million in the last 4 years. Its investment in the next year or two, particularly with the theater, with our retail space, the theater is going to be enormous. I mean, 2,700 rooms, it's just going to be spectacular.
2,700 seats.
It's almost
a 50% increase in seating capacity.
Absolutely.
And what kind of acts will that allow you to bring in?
Well, we've publicized a few of them. We now have a strategic relationship and a partnership with Live Nation. Live Nation
is
significant for us. Duran Duran is going to be here shortly, and I think that many people demographic, the age that we attract quite considerably, are going to be find Duran Duran very appealing. we have some significant acts that will be a changing, will change the face of Reno. People will come to Reno for our acts, and it's not just about Grand Sierra Resort. It will, if we can bring significant world-class acts here, you know, to the likes of anything that you can get in Vegas, anything you can get anywhere else, then that is going to contribute to a rebranding, a refinement of the brand of Reno, and that's going to be significant for us.
Okay, quick question, quick answer.
Yeah.
You saw Electric Daisy Carnival, 400,000 people over three nights.
Right.
Do you see, you've got a huge parking lot. Do you see something like that happening in Reno?
I think that convention business is always important to us, but events are going to be even more important. And I think that as we enhance and grow Reno, event-based attributes are going to be extremely beneficial to everyone.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
One family, one owner, serving Northern Nevada since 1964. As your couture, dry cleaner, and alteration specialist, and the only cleaner of fine French linen. From Deluxe Laundry, our signature brand, to our expert drapery, blind, and window treatment cleaning service. From handbag cleaning in a clutch, to a nationalized partner in textile restoration, Bobby Pages. 50 years of innovation. We're not just a dry cleaner, we're your neighborhood textile group. Visit us at bobbypages.com.
The Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery's factory authorized clearance. Save big on unequaled Lazy Boy comfort and quality. With prices marked down on chairs, sofas, and sectionals. Save up to 50% on floor samples, closeouts, one-of-a-kinds, and more. Special financing available. Savings direct from our Lazy Boy factory to you. But get here soon. When they're gone, they're gone. Save up to 50% during the factory authorized clearance. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably.
Buy smart at iMart Express.
I love being able to buy and wear my glasses the same day. Why would anybody wait 2 weeks?
Two pairs start at $38.71 and two pairs with progressive lenses just $76.92.
I got two pair with progressive lenses and they were ready before I could finish my lunch.
They have lots of choices at great prices. And oh, my glasses are ready.
Buy smart at iMart Express.
On our next broadcast, Ginger Paulson and Robin Reedy talking about mental health. We'll see you on the next broadcast.